Why do we violate the sequence? Sometimes the reason we violate the sequence of the divine pattern is that it's not fully operational in our own lives. For instance, parents who are focused on their public image will have a hard time feeling unconditional love toward a child who takes the wrong path. They will essentially try to manipulate him or her in some way because they really don't have a nice single to the glory of God. Their main goal is not to bring about God's purpose, which is the growth and development of the child, but rather to get recognition from other people. Why? Because their social software tells them that they must rely on people's perceptions of them for their own sense of worth and security. Our capacity to help others depends on our own experience with all six events in the Lord's model. Unless the gospel is continually restored to us, we won't remain centered in Christ. We'll tend to become impatient, anxious, overreactive, and critical, even toward the people we love. And then we'll throw them out of sequence, thus compounding and enlarging their problems rather than moving them toward a solution. One of our missionaries in Ireland had spent most of his life in foster homes. He was on a mission because of social pressure, and he came with a chip on his shoulder that affected all of his relationships. He resisted the mission rules and fought his companion, saying, "I'm not going to turn weird and become this holy Joe. I'm not as spiritual as everyone else, and I'm not going to change." One day, my wife Sandra was talking with this elder in the mission home. She often held informal interviews with the missionaries right in the hallway, and many of them opened up far more with her than they ever did with me. This elder told her that he had lived in about 12 foster homes and had been pushed around and beat up so much that it was hard for him to trust people. In fact, he didn't really know what it was like to be loved. He could remember only one brief summer when a mother in a foster home had treated him with kindness and love. He shared this experience with Sandra and then told her, "I feel this with you and your husband." In a sense, that was the first event for him. We patiently worked with him over a period of time, and he gradually overcame his worldly attitudes and started getting into the gospel. As he came to feel God's love, he was no longer dependent on the treatment he received from other people. He had tapped into the ultimate source of security, so he could say, "I've now learned how to love." His personal experience with the second event allowed him to extend the Savior's love, which he felt more fully, to others. After that, he covenanted and committed himself to the church and to his missionary work, and he continued to grow and develop towards spiritual maturity. Following an honorable mission, he married a young woman in the temple and pursued a course that would enable him to continually experience all of the events in the restoration model.